Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
As always, you know, I'm a huge proponent of space travel, of continuing on, of what we've done, of the astronauts that we've been afforded to meet. And someone we've never met before is Karen Nyberg. 180 days total, the 50th woman to go into space. So many things about her are so interesting. From the TV show Away with Hilary Swank, she was a consultant on that. The fact that she and her husband are both astronauts. Some of the stories that are, I've been looking through her website, which is KarenNyberg.com. Let me grab her.
Born October 7th in Parker's Prairie, Minnesota. Graduating with a degree in mechanical engineering from the University of North Dakota in 1994. She continued her studies at the University of Texas at Austin and was selected as an astronaut candidate by NASA in July 2000. She has spent a total of 180 days in space as a mission specialist on the International Space Station before retiring last year, living in Texas with husband and fellow astronaut, Doug Hurley. And now she has a website to promote her amazing photography, art, and more. Please welcome retired astronaut, Karen Nyberg.
Miss Nyberg, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning. How are you today?
Jealous, envious, looking at everything.
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Yeah, you are. It's an amazing story. Like, you know, let's start at the beginning with you and your husband. Were you both astronauts when you met, or how does that happen?
We were actually selected in the same astronaut class, so that's how we met.
Okay.
In the year 2000. Yeah.
Yeah. And then who was the first to go to space? Was it you in 08?
I was the first to go to space in 08. That's correct. And then he flew the first time in 09.
That's a tough one, I think, for anybody who understands how hard it is to go through these programs, to be selected, everything that it takes. One mistake can blow you out. And the goal is just to get to space, if I'm correct.
Yeah, it's definitely a risky endeavor, and I can tell you from being on the side of the crew member and the side of the family member, it's a lot harder when you're on the side of the family member.
Yeah, well, you think about it, you're both competing for the same position, really, and you want a seat. And the first time you went up was on so you got to ride the space shuttle and a Soyuz rocket.
I did. I was on Space Shuttle Discovery in 2008 and then the Russian Soyuz in 2013 for a long-duration mission on the space station, which was about 5.5 months.
Now, I know you've been asked it a million times, but that first moment, when you strap in and that really is going to happen, there's a countdown. And you're like, all the training, all the hard work, all that you've had to know, learn, and work through, what are you feeling before it really takes off, before it ignites?
I think it's a pretty calm because we have trained so much and we had actually been in that vehicle before. We've been in a simulator with the vibrations and the sounds and running through the procedures, and we're so focused on doing the job we have to do. It really wasn't until after we got to space, after the 8.5 minute ride to space, and I did a couple tasks that I needed to do when I got there, that I finally just kind of took a deep breath and looked around and was like, wow, I did it. I'm here. You know, we're in space. Because we are pretty focused during the whole launch process.
Well, and speaking to that, the training, that automatic, I can't pay attention to all my surroundings. I have to pay attention to certain things because that's my job. You were up and there was a spacewalk and another astronaut had a malfunction in his cooling system. So it was Luca. And he was actually outside the craft, correct? On an EVA. And when he said, hey, I'm having trouble. My cooling system is filling my helmet with water.
Yeah, that's true. He and Chris were out on their second spacewalk in 2 weeks, and there was a malfunction in the fan pump separator with water was getting into the ventilation system and entering his helmet. And he ended up with a lot of water covering his head. He ended up losing communication through his communication cap. Water was going up his nose. He was able to keep it out of his mouth, but he couldn't get the water off his head because I don't know if you've seen videos of what water does in space, the surface tension, it just kind of stays in a blob where it is. And so he couldn't even shake it off of his head. And we got him in. There was a moment, it was my job to get them back into the space station and repressurize the airlock they were in. And there was a moment when he wasn't responding anymore. And I got really nervous. I almost, increased the repressurization, which would have blown out eardrums, but I would rather get them in until he finally squeezed Chris's hand. And he just had no communication anymore. He couldn't hear us and we couldn't hear him.
I mean, but training, that to my point is you can't think, you have to do, you have to know exactly what you're going to do. And it's got to be so ingrained in you that because you have seconds to save his life.
That's exactly right. And, you know, the training, because we didn't train for this scenario. We trained for a lot of emergency scenarios, but you never know exactly what's going to happen. And usually the bad ones are ones that we never thought about. And so we never trained for this scenario. But we trained enough other scenarios and trained the systems well enough that we know exactly what we need to do with the help from the ground.
Yeah. Dude, this is, by the way, your website is one of my favorite for astronauts because there's some great stories. I mean, some really great personal stuff. Like, I would never have known that you consulted with Hillary Swank for Away, which I loved that show as well.
Yep. It was great to meet her.
Yeah, well, and you get, because you had to leave, you left your kid when your boy was 3 years old for 6 months on the space station, which is, you have to go, but that's such a developmental time in any little kid's life that, that's no matter how beautiful it is to get to space, that still had to be a hard decision.
It was a hard decision, and it's one I didn't take lightly, and I talked to Doug a lot about it and decided that with the support we have at home and with, you know, working my whole life for this goal and the amount of resources NASA had put into me to train, that it was the right decision, and I'm glad it absolutely was the right decision. And yeah, we worked hard to make him comfortable with it and prepare him for it and prepare myself probably more for it. And I think it all worked out great.
Yeah, this poor kid. Both your parents are astronauts and been to space. You're like, kid, you better get ready. You got to get on. You got to do something great here.
It's no big deal to him. No big deal to him at all. He'd rather do paleontology.
Oh, so good. And the photography, because I love photography, and I'm looking at your pictures. I'm like, she took these. This was her vision. This was her view. It's all on the website, by the way. And it's just, man, at that moment, are you really concentrating on the context, or are you just kind of amazed and shooting away?
It was always amazing because it always looks a little bit different depending on where the clouds are, what angle the sun is at. And I really tried to frame some of my pictures artistically because I have always liked art. And what I'm doing now actually is I'm using my textile art and the photos I took to space or took in space and trying to bring them out in textile art. And hopefully, fingers crossed, we'll have those on the website to purchase pretty soon. But so, yeah, it was definitely for me, taking the pictures was an artistic endeavor as much as just an awe looking at the Earth.
Now, not that long ago, you watched your husband. He went up with Elon Musk SpaceX.
He did. He flew last on the test flight, basically, of the Crew Dragon.
That's so great.
Last summer.
I watched it. We were all remarking, like, man, what a cool looking spaceship. Like, that's a way in your head, you're like, no, that's how it should always have looked. Like, because it just looked like the future to me from when we were kids, remember?
Yeah, it definitely does. It's definitely the futuristic look. And it, you know, SpaceX did a wonderful job. And, you know, it was such an exciting time to be launching from the U.S. again because we hadn't for so long.
Yes.
I mean, we're thankful that we had partners we could catch a ride with, but it's just really wonderful to be back in the back flying from the U.S.
Do you think you guys, one of you will get another chance?
I retired last year, so I made the decision not to fly again. Doug, probably the same. He did two shuttle flights and the Dragon flight, so it gets to a point where you've kind of reached your goals and done what you want to do, and it's, you know, there's always a time when it's important to move on, and, you know, now I'm following my second lifelong passion, which is art.
Yeah,
so,
it's really nice.
I think you kind of know when it's time to move on.
Sure. Well, they're giving me the wrap. I have a million more questions for you. So, listen, if you're going to be doing some more press for the website, I'll keep talking about it, and we'll have you back on, because there's so much. I mean, to be married to another astronaut, to raise a kid, to, you know, what it's like to be in space, you know, can you... You know, I got a million more. If you want to come back, you are very, very welcome.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. 10 minutes isn't a lot of time to talk about very much, that's
no,
for sure.
No, it's not, Doc. And Karen, everybody go to KarenNyberg.com. Karen Nyberg, NYBERG.com. All these stories and a lot more are there. The art, the photography, the experience. We will call you and we will have you back. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. I got a zillion more. A quarter of my eye, I saw Jake doing the windmill on me. But 180 days she's done on the space station. Her husband has done 90.
Well, they're just...
And he's in with Elon Musk in SpaceX. But is he going to retire? But I would... I don't know how to, I don't even know how you would ever quit.
If she's retired at home now, you'd have to go on one more flight. I mean, they're doing things now. They're pushing towards Mars. Like, you've got to.
No, you don't, there's no retiring.
Can I ask you? I don't know. Can you come out of retirement?
Sure,
as an astronaut?
There's no.
Especially
law.
If they need you.
That's what
have
I was
you not
gonna...
seen Space Cowboys? Goddamn, lady. Use your head.
This is the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
The Johnny Dare Morning Show.
On 98.